Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Vet Podcast for Tuesday, March 20th, 2007. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's a real joy to prepare and now share this message with you verbally through our podcast. Today's message is titled, He's Watching Me. The scripture text is from Psalm chapter 1, verse 6.
The Lord watches over the way of the righteous.
When our daughter Esther was small, I often took her to a nearby park to play. After we arrived, she would commonly ask me, "Will you watch me, Daddy?" As she played, I indeed watched her, and she would also keep an eye on me to make certain I was watching her. As a young child, she found security in knowing that I was watching over her. But as a teenager, she feels she no longer needs to be watched. At times, she even lapses into that dreaded period of rebellion, where she resents that I watch over her. But in our heart-to-heart talk, she makes it clear she still wants and needs my watchful care. As she grows older, she will increasingly understand that a major aspect of parental love is watching over our children.
The Lord watches over the way of the righteous. The righteous find great assurance in this truth. Among our favorite, more obscure verses in the Bible is this promise from 2 Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him. The righteous are blessed in the cognizance of God's watchful care.
But the rebellious do not desire to be watched over. One of the first evidences of Adam and Eve's transgression and rebellion against God was a desire to hide. They didn't want God watching over them. Rebellion does that. Millions live their lives wanting nothing to do with God. The Apostle Paul writes, "For it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret."
The concept of God watching over His children is a common theme in the Bible. Most particularly in the Psalms. Here are a few verses that we selected today that often bless us. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The Lord watches over all who love Him. Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain.
Well, today I trust that all of you listening to our podcast are among those who have accepted by faith the sacrificial death of God's Son. If so, the Bible describes you as, quote, the righteousness that comes by faith. We have essentially two choices today, to live in submission to God or to live in rebellion toward Him. My decision is to live in submission to God and His holy word. Will you join me? In doing so, we greatly rejoice that, quote again, the scripture text of the day, the Lord watches over the way of the righteous. May you find great assurance in this most important truth today.
Let's pray together. Father, your watchful eye brings great assurance to my heart as you lead me in the way of the righteous day by day. You watch over me in my recreation, in my struggles, in my losses. Help me to apply your word to prevent me from yielding to sin when tempted by the enemy. Protect me from those who seek to do evil as you watch over me. Day and night. Amen.
Amen. What a blessing to know the watchful, loving care of the Lord. Well, we are again Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We do have a number of additional features on the site today. We really can't communicate in the podcast. Welcome you to visit our site. If you are listening to the message, the 20th of March, it'll be right there on the main page. Otherwise, just go back to the message dated March 20th. We have a photo up I took of a beautiful quilt on a brick wall. as well as a little bit of a tractor story at the bottom, including tractor sound, if you might be interested, and kind of an interesting, cute country western song on the John Deere tractor. Also have a couple of spiritual songs, links to them if you care to listen today on God's unfailing love. And a link to an article by a friend of mine, David Fisher, Canadian brother who has a wonderful online ministry of encouragement. Also, he calls the Barnabas blog. He has a thoughtful message concerning God's care that I have provided a link to as well. Well, have a blessed day. Be encouraged and just rest in the assurance today of God's watchful care.